Pino, it's no wonder why we took you out of the funny department years ago.
There's a department?
Look at this guy. He has so many Nami figures.
Pino.
Oh, wait. There's a lot of Love Live figures this guy has, too.
Who?
I don't know. I'm on our anime figures.
Why are you look... Pino, we have a podcast.
I can't be funny all the time. It's too much pressure.
Please stop yelling. It peaks the audio. Make sure to light your campfires under your house so that your house will go up in flames, therefore an even bigger campfire. Make sure to cook your marshmallows not too close, though, or else they'll burn.
Oh, man. I left my house at home. Can I use yours?
No, you gotta bring your own house for this experiment.
I forgot. It's too late. Thank you for your house.
No, stop. It's my house.
Should I at least check what insurance policy I have on the house first?
No, every serious camper knows that you should never have insurance on your house because it's a scam.
It's a scam.
They steal your money for stuff that doesn't happen, so that's why I burned my house.
I mean, don't they protect against houses that are on fire?
No.
I'm pretty sure they...
That's the firefighters.
No. They're not paying you to light your house on fire.
No.
They're paying to put out the fire. I'm saying the life insurance policy that I took out on both of you is currently in process.
In process?
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you just put it in and it's still just not through yet?
No. In front of you right now is a brown box. If you open the box, there is a bomb. If you press the button inside the other person's house will blow up. Now,
I pressed it. Did I win?
Little did he know, Garb already died after the button press. He was never to be heard of again.
Who am I going to do the podcast with anymore?
Wait, what do you mean? I'm right here!
It's me. I've crawled out of my burning house.
Oh, no!
I'll forgive you, but my only request is that I get to call this anime bad.
Nope. Okay, hey guys, welcome to the Fucky Anime Podcast. We are the three wee bros. The person who just crawled out of his burning house, well, that's Garth.
I'm still in a significant amount of pain. I have third-degree bodies all over my body.
Third-degree bodies? That's a lot of bodies. Anyway,
the bodies hit the floor.
The very mustachioed man who gave us boxes and buttons. Well, that's Pino.
Hi, those buttons actually didn't press anything. I just assumed Garth's house was going to blow up any second now.
Understandable. And then the person who apparently has no weight on his conscience anymore, well, that's me. I'm Chuck. I didn't do anything wrong. Hey, guys. This is the Funky Anime Podcast.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm thirsty. I'm going to drink some water. Excuse me.
Yeah, can you drink some water?
Yeah, sure.
Real close to the mic, though. Like the closest.
I've already drunk in my water.
Okay.
We have animals fighting in the back.
Why?
Well, it's through a door. Animals fighting? They're not actually fighting. There's a door.
Wait, they fought through a door?
Quick, call PETA.
They're more just yelling at each other because they're both kind of bitches.
I saw a cat last night.
Nice.
And I wanted
congratulations.
To. It was one of them wild ones, and I kind of wanted to like be nice to it, but it ran away.
Oh no!
Yeah, it doesn't like.
Was it because you have a face for radio?
No, it's because it was a black cat, and like it was nighttime, and I must have gotten a little too close, and it just ran away.
You gotta move real slowly.
Yeah, but like I stood still then, and then
their vision is based on speed.
But I don't do drugs.
Kneel down next time so that you're closer to their eye level.
Yeah, but it was a little far still. I mean,
it makes you seem not as big and less intimidating.
It was night. It was cold.
This week we watched Eurocamp, which you probably couldn't tell because we were talking about burning down houses. But it's a little anime called Eurocamp, or if you watch it on Crunchyroll, or if you're an English person, it's called Laidback Camp.
Hey, real talk? Real quick?
Yeah.
Can we fucking stop with having different names in Japanese and English? Can we just pick one? Instead of Boku no Hero Academia and My Hero Academia, can we just fucking pick one?
No, but it's Boku no My Hero Academia.
Oh my fucking god.
It's not Naruto, it's Ohayou gozaimasu, Naruto-san. And it's not One Piece, it's actually One Piece.
One Piece?
Yeah. It's One Piece.
They only had time to make Obi-Wan. They only had time to take one trip to the restroom.
Yeah, basically. There's only one restroom on the Going Merry.
Anyway, if you want to listen to more of this garbage, you can find us on Patreon. Patreon.com/3WeBros or Twitter, 3WeBros on Twitter, and
I gotta stop everybody right here.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The Nintendo Switch is getting an exclusive Detective Conan skateboarding game. Lit. Okay, you may continue.
Wait, what the fuck is Detective Conan?
Wait, Detective Conan, like the anime?
Yeah.
Detective
Scanning
Conan?
Okay. I'll post it on the thing. You could just continue.
No, that's
just continue. We were watching Eurocamp this week.
Yes, we watched Eurocamp this week, and it is actually one of the most recent shows we've watched because it was released in winter 2018.
Jesus, really?
Yeah.
Wait, winter of
no,
last December?
The season. So last. Not like this last Christmas, the Christmas before that.
Okay.
Well, it started in January 4th, 2018 and ended in March 22nd, 2018.
Okay.
12 episodes. It was a nice little TV series. And it was actually made by C-Station, which you probably don't know because no one does because this was their biggest thing and they've only been around a couple of years.
C-Station?
Their first thing was 2016. So, no, 2015.
Oh.
But regardless, this is their biggest thing by far.
All right. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. So before we jump right into it, what are your backgrounds with this anime?
So I'm not sure what scene I saw. It might have been a special. It might have been because I didn't see it in the anime, or at least I saw something similar near the end of the anime, where I believe they're in the club room and everybody has the same hair and they're tricking one of the girls into thinking that they're Rin. I think so, and like that was a little funny haha, which I enjoyed. But other than that, you both watching it a year ago, and that's about it. Nothing other than that.
You might have been thinking about one of the specials.
Yeah.
Because I know they released that. I haven't watched those yet. I should, but I didn't. And so since Garb is going to take a piece... I actually watched it out, so it was being released last year, and it was probably one of my favorite anime in winter 2018. Darling in the Franxx was out. What's it called? What's that one called? I don't know what that one's called. Oh, it's A Place Further Than the Universe. That was also being released, Pop Team Epic. So that was a really good season for anime, but this was one of my favorite just because of how relaxed and chill it wasn't a crazy anime fighter. And I guess Garb has died. Everyone remember him as the angry one who didn't like good anime.
Wait, I thought I was the angry one that didn't like good anime.
No, you're not angry. You're just sad. Oh. Who doesn't like good anime? Oh.
That makes sense.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
No? Anyway.
I was going through the motions. Anyways, and so, that's, it's relatively new.
Yeah.
So,
It's actually pretty popular within... It actually was super popular in Japan when it was being first released.
Really?
It didn't get as much traction around stateside, mm-hmm. sadly, because it's a joy.
What do you mean? I love the part where Nadeshiko body slams Shishima Rin onto mm-hmm. the stove. That was the best part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the coolest things is that actually when this was being released, it was noticed that a lot of people, like, because this was being released during the wintertime,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people actually went out in Japan and like camped.
Oh really? So it just started like a whole movement or something.
Yeah, a bunch of one of the camping grounds in particular had welcomed three times as many tourists compared to their average winter season.
Ooh.
And I think that's really nice. And there was I remember there being some some issues, like I think some people like forgot to do something with fire and goofed something up, but overall very much a positive
reception
for sure, positive and influence.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially because during the anime they have a lot of informational bits mm-hmm. that it's like, do this, don't do that.
What are you doing? This.
Come
the movie's
on.
Over.
Camping's over. Go home.
What do you mean? This resort's closed. Get
this
out.
Resort's, it's wintertime. Go home. We close the hot springs in October.
Don't bring your chihuahua. What are you thinking?
What do you think? It's not good in the cold. Yeah. It'll be bad.
What do you mean? There's weird people in the forest.
What do you mean? I'm not weird.
What do you mean? It's just drink. He's just drinking a lot of stuff. That's fine.
What do you mean? Sometimes you just are thirsty.
Yeah. Sometimes you just see people sleeping on the bus stop. You know.
Time to nap.
Yep. Wakey wakey.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Huh?
Wah!
You just woke me up. Yeah, we just went camping. Who was that?
That's me.
Eddie. Okay, I'm going to go back to sleep now.
All right. While he's asleep, I can inform you that for the... Don't spread wildfires, because that's not a good thing. Especially not near Mount Fuji. Fujitora, that is. Also, if your teacher somehow appears to be... very blind without her glasses. She's probably a drunkard, so be okay with that.
I mean, aren't we all?
Wait.
No.
Wait, Pino. Aren't you blind without your glasses?
I never said that. I'm always wearing my glasses, though.
I think Pino's a drunkard.
I can't believe you found me out.
I'm
Obi-Wan drunkard.
I can't believe that one of the hosts of the Funky Anime Podcast is a raging alcoholic. We need to have an... We're going to have an intervention.
What?
We need to have an intervention right now. Pino is drinking too much.
I'm just drinking water.
No, stop drinking.
There's no drinking in this house.
No drinking. That's why I said.
But I need water to survive.
I looked under your bed. I saw those cartons of water.
Those are Legos.
Legos?
Wait.
Oh, no. I guess
he was drinking the Legos.
You can't drink Legos.
Have you tried?
No, you know, that's a good point.
This isn't my bed.
That's a real good point.
What am I doing at work?
Hey, Garb. What's your history with the show?
I tried watching it and got an episode and a half in before doing something more entertaining because it was fucking boring.
Disgusting.
Damn.
What?
I said dab. You should have dab.
I hate it.
Well, now we know our backgrounds. Let's jump right into it.
Guys, let's just jump right into the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
First, before anyone memes on me.
Yeah, yeah.
The backgrounds were legit beautiful.
Without a doubt.
I love those.
Yeah.
This is like one of the best examples of backgrounds and like how good they can be in anime and how it can enrich the environment of a place so much. Like, albeit this is still in Japan, this is still like based on true places,
true events. But it's you just made this 5 times scarier, Chuck.
Yeah.
Continue. Yeah.
It's very nice to see all the care, and there are a couple of like parts in each episode where you're very much just shown the like beautiful like outdoors, and all the backgrounds are just wonderfully done.
Mm-hmm.
It makes my heart real happy, and I'm just like, oh,
yeah, what? Yeah.
Animation's good. Very much not a Studio Trigger anime. Yeah. But that's
it. Doesn't
okay,
need to be,
because you know why?
That's not what this show is.
Yeah. It don't need to be. And that's okay.
The only one thing that kind of bothered me. So, you know, like when they're in the car or like on her motorbike,
yes.
Refresh that. That's not hand drawn. That's the
no,
that's
that
like
was, that was
CG or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I don't know if it's just me, but like sometimes it was just a tiny bit jarring to look at, especially when it's behind those one like wonderful sceneries.
Without
I was just
doubt.
Like, oh, what. I like this, and I'm just like, oh, don't drive. Yeah, I don't drive in front of that. No,
I didn't feel that it was too terrible. Like, I didn't think it was something that was like, this is awful. It was something more of like,
it's a nitpick of mine.
A nitpick is the right.
Yeah,
it's a very small nitpick. Don't worry about it. But I just wanted to blow it out of proportion. but no,
good, nice.
And I like the backgrounds a little more if they were by themselves. Like, I get the fact, like, oh, I got to take a picture from my friend. But I'm just like, but you look out of place now. And, like, I wish there was, like, a little bit more of a, I don't know, something to keep them a little bit more closer to each other in style. But that'd be asking a little too much, especially because this is a new company. And, you know, it's just anime. You can't just, you can't be, like, too butthurt about it. But, you know, that's just a tiny little nitpick of mine.
Yeah, it's very I really like the animation is not crazy, but it's still very much a acceptable, I guess. Like, it's not it's good.
Yeah.
It's not something that you're like, "Oh, this is awful," but it's also not something like, "Oh my god.
Wow.
That's crazy good."
Burp and all.
Yeah, burp and all.
Yeah.
But overall, very nice.
Mhm. Some might say it's very late.
That's the name of the show.
Next segment, please.
No.
All right. I'm going to keep laughing until you switch the segment. Switch the damn segment.
So let's. I'm gonna just slide right into the voice acting, which is all very good. I enjoyed all the voice actors very much. All wonderful, good voices.
Yeah.
All around. There was never a person where I'm like, no, not this voice.
Krillin, what are you doing here?
Krillin.
Just imagine him. Nadeshko just shows up. It's like, hey guys. It's me, Nadeshko. Hey guys,
not
me.
Even Japanese, it's Krillin, me, but Nadeshko. English Krillin.
It's just Sunny English. Straight. I'm going to go see Goku. I mean, I'm going to go back home. Okay, see you later, guys.
I'm going to go see Rin. Bye.
Nani?
Nani? Overall, just though, good talents all around. Yeah. I didn't look too deep into the characters to see, or the voice actors to see if they've done too much, but it seems like they have.
Yeah. Because
I just clicked on one and there's a lot.
Oh my.
There's like a lot, but it's good. I'm happy because they're all very nice voices. Sometimes you gotta have them happy voices.
Mm-hmm.
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 They all have very soft voices.
Yeah, it's
And then, you know, it's many. Okay. Again, the voice actors, everything is perfect for the setting, especially because it's a little laid back.
Wow. the Chiaki, the glasses girl, her voice actor is.
Sorry, I didn't look too well at the picture. Now I clicked on it. Is that doggy girl? Is that no,
that's not doggy girl.
But why is she having
doggy? Anna's the doggy girl.
But they all have doggies, especially except for the middle one. You can continue. I'm sorry. I saw doggy. I saw glasses. saw doggy.
No, Chikai is actually the voice actor for Remy from JoJo Part 4, Ghost Girl.
Hey, Ghost Girl. So this,
okay, Pino,
do you know that reference?
Yes, I hate you. I hate you. I hate you so much.
Okay, I'm Ghost Girl. Where you been? For all my friends out there, shout outs to Fast and Furious.
You're not allowed to speak.
I don't expect anybody to get that. Okay.
You're not. Wonderful. You're not allowed. I am.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm gonna stop being dumb.
I don't think that's a possibility, but okay. Next, let's just slide into the OST because.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God! This is one of the best just soundtracks, period, in anime. Yeah, I'm like, I know that's a huge statement, but like, dude,
it's up there with the likes of Animal Crossing and Stardew Valley.
Oh my God!
And Harvest Luna.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Damn it! It's so wonderful. It's so atmospheric.
Yeah, it's very relaxing.
Well, like not. I wouldn't say like atmospheric as much as it's just like
laid back.
It fits. It fits. I. Fine. If you keep fucking saying that shit, I'm gonna slap you.
Is it? But am I right? Or am I right?
You're right. And God, Hino, you need to stop. But this is legitimate
for real during the podcast. We're gonna be on Best Girl, and I'm gonna be like, I like my girl because she's a laid back.
I'm gonna fucking reach through my computer screen and strangle you.
I'm gonna try my hardest not to do that. Get the counter up. That's like three times I had a fake laugh.
God, this, I don't want to keep count. That's too many.
All right, we're good. Continue.
But if you want something to relax to and just be like, yeah, that's what this OST is. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. It's relaxed. It fits the, might I say, laid-back setting of this anime. God, I
don't want to speak anymore. You walked right in that one, buddy boy.
I didn't walk right. That was like me walking through a door and seeing the bucket of water above the door frame.
I got you, Kakashi sensei. Before I walked in,
but I still opened it. Not the eraser. I don't know.
That's what you get for getting lost on the road of life.
Dude, I'm only 3 hours late. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, guys.
You weren't waiting that long.
You guys are still young.
But it's very much a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. And just an FYI, if Garb dies, there's a thunderstorm tornado warning.
I don't remember which one
thing happening. So all of them. It's all everything
happening.
It's a sandstorm.
And a sandstorm.
Yeah,
and Darude is coming. Anyway, OST aside, since I talked about that long.
The whistling one was the best one, let's be real. That. I knew it! I am done. I am out of here. Goodbye. I am leaving my house.
Did he just knock over all his Legos?
Yeah, dude. He tried to. It was in his cup before, and he was drinking them.
He was just taking a sip.
He was taking a fat sip of those Legos, and then he's like, I gotta go.
Yump. Have you said yump yet?
No, guys, we're calling this anime yump from now on.
I'm back from the outside. I can't believe you did that.
I'm very happy on how I did that. Only true FAP listeners would
know. True gamers.
Only true gamers.
Only true that campers pretty... know what we're referring to.
Only true campers.
What's up, campers?
What's up, campers? That's...
What's up, campers?
This night, today in the Fortnite review, we're going to teach you how to camp.
Guys, Fortnite, gotta put down that campfire.
Dude, Fortnite 2 camp
night. Oh my god, is Fortnite just EuroCamp?
Guys, I'm pretty sure EuroCamp is just Fortnite.
I can't believe they copied EuroCamp.
Do they have a shared universe?
Oh my god.
Guys, I can't... Game theory. Is EuroCamp game in theory. Fortnite?
Bros, I can't believe it, bros. There is Fortnite in my anime?
We're really
I can't tell
stupid.
If this is the best episode we've ever done.
This is the worst episode.
This was supposed to be a laid-back episode. What the hell happened?
Pano, you fake laugh every 10 minutes, so it was never...
Oh my
god. You got me. Are you alright?
I'm going to slit my bag open so I can eat food. Anyway, let's go to these openings.
Sure.
Well, this one opening. Because, I really love it.
I love it. I love Michael Jackson.
Yeah, if you haven't heard the Triple Q remix of the EuroCamp,
or if you haven't actually just heard the anime opening and you're just very knowledgeable in Michael Jackson lore,
it's pretty close.
Yeah, it's real close to ABC, my friends. Easy as 1, 2, 3.
It is a wonderful opening. It's I'm just very gassy.
No,
today.
It's okay. You had some meat at a campfire. I get it.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Yeah.
I really dig that opening. It was it's very catchy. It's very memorable. It gets stuck in my head like almost all the time. The presentation was pretty good too. It was very simplistic. Yeah. It had the movement I was expecting. It had Mustache Nadeshko, which was great.
Very good.
Yeah, it had
Mustache, if you will.
Lady. who's the girl with the dog? I need to remember her name.
Anna,
is that her name?
E-N-A.
Oh, Anna. Oh yeah. So Anna.
She's the one that Saito's
her last name. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Most of the time, right?
Yeah, Anna's probably like the best part because she's like in the tent spaceship, and then her dog's floating in space. She saves her dog from certain.
Did you guys think that they were gonna like make that flying spaceship
I
think.
I was just like, wow, this is a really style. This is just like Love Live when they all just flew, they yeeted into space.
Oh my god.
Honestly, I would have been really upset if something like that happens. I feel like it would have kind of ruined the show if they took that drastic change.
Well, absolutely.
And, I don't know the word.
But luckily, it was just.
They
was
memed
just
us. They memed us on that last episode, though.
Right?
I was just
that
like,
was
I was ready. I was ready. I was like, yeah, wait a second. You're drinking, they're drinking. Why is she in space?
Yeah, the first time I watched that threw me through a loop. But so the first opening, or the opening, is Shiny Days by Ashka.
I can't sing.
It's wonderful. It just shows all the characters.
Yeah.
Just being the characters.
Yeah. The camping.
And it has a lot of the backgrounds and the camping aspects of EuroCamp all in just one little opening, and it's very like nice and stylized, and it just shows all the characters, and there's some good animation in there,
right?
And it's just good. They have a dog in there too, right. And I'm like, yeah.
Like I watched the opening and I knew what I was in for. That's kind of like that's exactly what it just felt right. You know, it was it was good.
Here's a fact: if your OP doesn't have a dog in it, then it is not good.
What if he's my dog? You know what I mean?
You know what? I'll accept it.
Hey, all right.
I'll take it.
You're my dog. You know this. Wait a second. Our opening doesn't have a dog.
Wait a second.
Yeah, but it has a DAWG dog. Chuck, can you please make sure that Snoop Dogg is added to the opening from now on?
We're gonna put a massive fight scene in one, like a small clip of a fight scene, and then Snoop Dogg's just gonna smoke weed every day in there.
With my pen. Okay, yeah, got it.
D-O-double-G. Yeah, I'm burning it.
Let me write down. Okay, so...
Can we have Childish Gambino, too? Da-da-da-da-da. So that he can drop it like the Nats, the Nadeshko shit.
Does Chuck, like, hand-draw the OP?
Yeah. He worked for Gainax and Toei. Guys, so he knows
guys,
how to be
remember,
cheap.
Remember...
But he knows how to
yeah,
be good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I did all the work for Panty and Stocking, and then... all of the bad parts of Dragon Ball Super.
That worked.
Goku turning red.
Oh my fucking god, my phone has never made this many noises in one night.
Garb, I think you're gonna die.
Garb, I think you're just very popular.
You're
no,
blowing
it's,
up the
it's
phones.
All weather alerts. Just over
maybe
and over again, the same weather
maybe,
alert.
Maybe you it's, shouldn't.
It's me. I'm warning you. Just stay inside.
You gotta stay inside.
It's your friend,
anyway.
T-Man from the old Blanco house, you know.
Guys, the opening's very good, but now let's slide into this
to
ending,
the left.
Slide,
which
I
is
mean,
Fuyu Biori by Eri Sasuke.
Dude, Sasuke?
No, huh? not Sasuke. No,
Sasuke.
No,
Naruto.
Sakura. How do you feel? How do you feel about the ED?
It was very relaxing. I couldn't see anything for the first part when it was dark, but it was very relaxing. It was so dark.
It was probably some of the best EDs that we've seen on this podcast.
Yeah,
absolutely. It just fits with the theme so well. Mm-hmm. It's just a guitar and just someone singing, like very soft. And goes so well with this anime.
Would it happen to be one of the voice actors?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure it ain't.
Nah.
Which is sad, because that's like one of my...
No, I've mentioned this before, but it had that sort of like home feeling, like coming back home, or like a good, safe, warm feeling, kind of like the Konosuba endings. So I was down for
yeah.
it. You know?
Yeah.
Did I skip it? Sadly, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, mostly just because it's
I needed to see the
bunch,
I wanted to see the
I did
little ending
enjoy
clips.
It.
Like I skipped right immediately through that, so I listened to it a couple times. But it is a good one. It's good. Don't
This was I didn't skip it once. It's just so nice.
Mm-hmm.
In especially comparison to like something like anything that we've watched before. Like, there's nothing along with the coziness of this anime, and it's, oh.
Was that the ending for Dragon Maid?
No.
Oh.
It was.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Chuck, you're so mean. You're bullying me.
I would never bully you.
Some might say I'm going to be laid off the show.
We can stop right now. Stop the episode. We're not getting anything better than that.
Okay, so...
Let's get that plot.
I love the openings and endings, and so let's just go right in to this plot.
There ain't
much of one. Plot's very simple. And that's okay.
Yep.
I'm fine with that. It's
I don't pay attention anyway.
Rin is a girl. She likes camping on her own. But then Nadeshko, she was asleep on a bench one day, and Rin's like, "Are you dead?" And she's like, "No, I want to eat noodle with you." And then she wake up, and then her sister throw her in car, and she's like, "Okay, bye."
Wait, then, give me your phone number. Stop.
Yeah, stop. Wait, and then they go to the same school. And Nadeshko meets Oi and Chiaki, who both are part of the, it's the Out Club. It's the Outdoors Club, but they call it the Out Club. Mm, and yeah, so, okay.
Because
no,
the full name is the Outdoors Activities Club. So they just call it the Out Club, because it's much shorter.
Auto Club. Yes.
Auto Club. Sorry for all of our English speakers out there. So they all party, and then Saito, you know, she's also a good friend of Rin, and then meets through Nadeshko, and then they just have a good old time. They go camping sometimes, they just party, and it's wonderful because it makes my heart very, very happy. And just, oh man, It's just nice and simple. There's no like
the world's not ending.
Like
no war.
Oh, that's so nice. No war. Everyone's just happy and relaxed
and laid back.
And that's perfect.
Thank you, Pine.
God,
the more
I
you
this
say
podcast
that you hate
so much,
bit, the more we are.
I know.
Inclined.
I actually forgot about the bit for a good 5 minutes.
God, I hate this. But then, and then by the end, they have a club supervisor who's drunk, but she's nice.
She's a
and
nice
then they
drunk.
All go camping she, at the
Mrs.
end. She's
Chuck.
Very nice. Yeah.
And not because of them chugs. I'm in her glasses.
And then also Reen's grandfather's there too.
Yeah, he's there for an episode.
An episode, and he gets mentioned a couple times. He's just very he's just an old
he's
man.
He's very wise.
He wants some meat.
Meat.
Yeah, he's like, come here.
Little girl, approach me. Here, have some food.
Take this meat.
Here, enjoy.
And you know what the funny thing is?
Yeah.
The voice actor for that is the gas mask guy from Durarara. Yeah.
You mean the father?
Gas mask number one, yeah.
Yes. And then also Wamu.
Wamu?
Yeah. Wamu.
Sorry. You see, I would react, but I'm actually very laid back right now. Jojo, son. Wamu. Welcome to the Funky Laughing Podcast.
And also, that same voice actor is also the narrator from Yuru Camp.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Same guy. Oh, and before we do like anything else,
yeah, sure.
I love.
Thank
so
you.
So, in the, I know I love you. Would you be my date to go camping together?
I don't know. I don't think you're
I'm gonna end you, Pino. Don't say it.
I don't think you're my size.
In the manga they have little bits where inanimate objects say things and just like a little boop, a little like hi there or like vroom or whatever. And they do the same thing in the anime.
I like that. That was a nice little touch.
And it's lovely.
Yeah.
It's just like a little bit of personality.
Yeah.
And like a little bit of like, you know, just cute little things like the pine cone, like konnichiwa.
All right.
And then it goes and then it's like getting lit on fire and it's like ouch. And I'm like, oh.
Alright, now imagine this. Pine cone. Imagine you're walking into a woods.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You're okay.
Walking. You're going into the woods just to camp, you know? It's you and Garb, right? You guys are having a good camping time. And you guys are like, oh, we need some firewood or some fire starters, right? Go walk over, you find a pino cone.
A pino cone.
Pick it up.
Okay, yeah.
And then the narrator speaks. He's like, this is a pino cone. And I say the following.
This is the pino cone.
And I say, come in a sa italiano.
And then I light it on fire.
And then and I proceed to say, oh! Now, wouldn't that be fantastic?
You, like, cut out. Your microphone just, like, said, fuck it, whenever you started that. And it was just, it was so perfectly cut.
I think God. I actually cut myself.
No. You better get a Band-Aid.
No, I cut myself off.
No, don't cut yourself.
That's not.
Paper cuts are no laughing matter.
No, it's a pine cone cut.
A pine cut.
Oh no!
If you
that's
will.
Even sharper.
A pine cut.
Guys,
go to your barber.
Whenever,
ask him for a pine
whenever,
cut.
Whenever,
say no
whenever
more
pine. Fan. Whenever Pino edits the podcast, we call that the pine cut. But he never edits the podcast.
Yeah.
So there's
it would just
a
be
pine
me
cut.
Saying, "Hey guys, welcome to the."
That's it.
And that would be it.
See you next week.
See you next week, gamers.
That's season one song.
That's season one's opening. That's not even the ending.
I didn't say the ending. I said song. You need to listen.
I'm gonna
open your ears.
Okay.
You're too high in the
my
sky.
My ears are
my
now
friend.
Open. Okay.
That's about it. Okay, you can continue.
I'm scared of heights.
Me too.
I'm not afraid of them, but I don't like them.
We're not too different.
I hate snakes, Jock. I hate them.
Snakes aren't that bad.
Not on this plane.
But what if they're on the ground?
What about it? If they're on the ground?
What? Snakes aren't real.
They only exist on planes.
But what are snakes?
Pisos, Pino here. Snakes are the cousin to the frog.
Wait. That doesn't sound right.
And frogs are cousins to the toad.
Okay, that one I believe.
Okay, that one fits.
And toad.
Okay.
Is a mushroom. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, Jesus. Which one of you said
that? That was
true. Don't tell nobody. Anyway, since we've chilled and billed and grilled and yelled, let's go talk about some characters, shall we?
Yeah, sure, let's go.
First, let's talk about one of our main two girls. We got Reed.
Okay.
Who just likes to camp on her own and relax.
It's your typical shy girl. You know, your typical anime character was like,
I wouldn't say shy as much as I don't associate
with many people.
Well, I wouldn't say shy as much as just like, you know, wants to do her own thing.
Yeah, there's characteristics that are seen in other anime just like that a little bit. You know, they're just distant, you know. They have like one other friend technically. Everyone else is just like, chill. Oh yeah, that's Rin.
That's Shimarin.
Shimarin. That's Shin my Rin.
Chun Chun Maru.
Choo choo, yeah.
Choo choo, yeah.
But yeah, she is the one with blue hair. She's the one that looks like a Pokemon. Yeah. She's the one with the hair that looks like a Pokemon. She's identified by her big poofy scarf, which is real nice. It looks really warm.
Oh, it's very good.
You'll see her.
It's a multicolor scarf. It's wonderful.
You'll see her driving on her moped. I think the moped comes in like halfway through the series, right?
No.
Or she was always like on the moped.
She's always on the
moped. Okay, because I could have sworn she's like, I got my license. She's like, she said that in one of the episodes.
Yeah, she mentioned that like in the first episode, so she could go to more places.
Right.
So she went.
So, yeah. I like
went
that.
To different places.
It just reminds me of her granddad who's got that bike, and I'm just like, okay, I see where all this is coming from.
I see where she gets her camping things from.
Mm-hmm. And her mom, who doesn't look half
winging
bad.
Winging it's one way to enjoy camping.
Yeah.
Next, let's go to Nadeshko.
Nadeshko.
Pink hair. She's very excitable, very hyper. But also just loves camping.
She gradually listened. Well,
she didn't know she liked camping.
But she wanted to see Mount Fuji. Therefore, she likes camping now.
I think.
Yeah, she wants to see. Well, it's Mount Fuji-san. Please honorifics, please.
My sorry.
I don't think she really gives much of a fuck about camping. It's just that she liked Rin because Rin was nice to her, whereas her sister beats her.
I don't think that's real.
She just yeeted her into a car. That's not beating her sister.
That's what I did to Pino whenever I saw him.
I didn't have a car that day. That's fake news.
I had a car that day. I yumped you into my car.
No, because I actually didn't see a car. You had a moped. How could you yeet me onto a moped?
I took off your glasses so you couldn't see.
That's a lie. I was wearing contacts underneath my glasses.
Wait.
But then I dug out your eyes.
No, of course not. You want 20/20 vision, but 40/20 is a lot better than 20/20.
It quadruples his eyesight, so we can zoom in.
Twice the pride, double the fall.
So whatever he puts on his glasses, he
twice
can see twice
the pride,
as good.
Double the cone.
Yeah, so I can see all your wrinkles. I can see all your
okay.
Wrinkles.
I'm not that old.
I can see all your wrinkles on your shirt. That is because I can't see that high.
Yeah. I didn't iron my shirt that day. My bad. Yeah,
so don't apologize. It's too late now.
Nadeshko's just a very good character. She's excitable, but also camps, and she's just like a happy, a happy one.
She's maybe a little too
good. Well, you can never be too happy, Gerb.
You can in a show.
Never. You can never be too happy.
Can you?
In a
show.
Never. No, you can't.
I get it though. I think that she was meant to be that way, so that way they could calm her down a little bit in subsequent episodes.
Yeah. It's also
and again,
it's also
it's
a good foil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's another enemy and trope. You need it's a good compliment with the reserve types, and you know, leads to more wacky situations in an otherwise very I don't know how to say this in a very laid back environment. Did you like that delivery?
Just let me know whenever you're done laughing.
Ah, yeah, you can whenever you just need to start.
Ayu is our name.
Ayu?
John Madden.
Ayu.
I'm just a kid.
Oi. And she's just a good character.
She got
a little divot in her mouth, but otherwise.
Explain to me what that divot is. Is that just like her little teeth? Like, is she like a biter?
I think that's just a stylistic.
Yeah. Okay, because I know her mama had it. No, her sister also has it.
Her sister had it, so it's hereditary, apparently.
You know how every show now has to have someone with a fang? So.
No.
I don't think it's a fang, though. I just think...
No, it's definitely not a fang.
It's supposed to emulate the same sort of...
No, it's just a fang. No,
emulation is illegal.
You're just a face.
Yeah, you can't do that.
It's not illegal.
It's just
downloading the...
No, I meant like emulating other people. You should be your own person.
Oh, that's illegal?
Yeah. Identity theft is not a joke.
Millions of Americans every year. Okay.
Ali's just a good character.
I like
she's
her.
Just nice. She's she's like the kind of the middle between Rin and Nadeshiko.
Yeah.
She's like still like chill, but also she's like,
like I'll be goofy.
Yeah.
She got a job. Yeah. She
did get a job.
She's reasonable with her money. She has a grandma, you know.
She does have a grandma. Yeah.
That I don't remember what else she has.
She can cook.
She can cook. Oh, she cooked real well at the end of that season. Yeah,
mm-hmm. It was real good. That looked really. Oh man, the food in this anime is actually really good.
Yeah.
It like looks so good.
There's nothing better than good looking food in your anime.
Yeah.
Yep.
Couldn't agree more.
Couldn't say otherwise.
Couldn't eat it. Because it's not real. Did you know food on Japanese anime isn't real? They make it.
But
they make it for the show.
Is anime real?
Wait,
is
what?
Is anime real?
Mm.
Am I real? Who am I?
Who am I?
Who are you?
Who am I?
Where is mother?
You are. But so yeah. Next we got Chiaki, glasses.
Oh, she
was
fun.
Nice. She's kind of bossy,
Ahoy!
But also like, oi.
Sometimes
she's
got to
be bossy. I mean, isn't she the president of the Kami Club, or was it the other group?
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She is the president.
Yeah. At least she's the president has a name this time around. Am I right?
Yeah, Mr. President. Get down, Mr. President.
Shut up, Cracker.
No, Pino, you can't call me a Ritz.
Oh, actually, let's be real, Ritz are pretty good.
I love Ritz. But yeah, she's another
fun
character.
I don't think there's any doubt.
Her best scene was the cooking one, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, where she's like, okay, I just gotta cook for one. I'm cooking for two?
Hey,
now there's a whole family? God, Nadeshiko's dad's wonderful.
He's great.
He's like, hey.
He just showed up for one scene. And it was great.
Her mom also showed up for like two scenes.
Yeah, that was good. I like when all the moms show up.
It's wonderful. Yeah, when they're just chilling.
Yeah.
But Chiaki, another fun character. One of the good things that I like about the show is that all the main characters like have a solid amount of screen time. Like, there's no one or two characters that got gypped. You're all just like,
I still know this character. I still think Rin's friend got a little...
Anna?
Yeah. I think she got a little...
Saito? Yeah.
I mean...
Well, she was there a lot.
Yeah. She wasn't there as much in the camping aspect, which is a huge part of the show, but she still, like, texts her during the school scene. Yeah. She's there every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. So, she's more like the, I guess, the catalyst, because she technically brought everybody together.
Yeah.
She's the glue.
Yeah.
I get it. But I still like to see more. I like myself some short-haired anime characters.
Oh,
it's fun.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah. And so let's just go to her now. What?
Guys, there's a tornado warning in this area.
Dude,
8:30 p.m.
Take and don't forget to put out your fire.
Don't forget to put out your house.
Yeah, put out your house. It's probably already your computer's probably already fried.
Yeah, thank God there was all this rain.
So, Dana. Yump.
And then Garb got yump. So,
poor guy.
Yeah, man, we're gonna.
You hate to see someone get yumped.
Yeah. Mm. Ah, I hear you right there, Chuck. Now let's see that replay.
Wow! Look at that guy just get yumped out of there. That's, you hate to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Back to weather.
And now sports. You know, the segment y'all skipped out on me when I was doing that one episode. Bringing it back.
I barely remember that. I don't even remember what the bit was.
It was
just a fake report. It was like, yeah, it was a fake news report. And I was waiting. I was ready. I wasn't ready, but you know. I wanted to feel it.
Yeah.
So I did.
So let's hop right into the next character, Saito, which we talked about a little bit already. A fun character. She has a dog, a Chihuahua, very cute.
That Chihuahua was hairier than I expected.
Sometimes they just don't shave.
I didn't know it was a choice.
Everything's a choice.
What is this, Undertale?
Oh my God, that was loud. I could hear that.
Nah, don't worry. Pitch a tent outside.
Guys, I can't believe this is the last episode of the podcast because Garb fucking dies.
Don't jinx this. I don't want this to be the last one. We haven't even watched Yu Yu Hakusho yet. I mean...
not. Yeah, we haven't watched Yu Yu Hakusho yet. But, let's do some rapid-fire characters since we've gotten through all the main ones.
Sure.
We got Sakura, who is Nadeshiko's sister.
Oh.
She's a fun character for sure.
Oh! Okay. That's all I wanted.
Fine. Is that it?
Yep.
Is that it?
She was fun. She was fun.
Yeah.
We got Teacher-san.
Teacher, Minami.
Yeah.
She's very fun. She drinks sometimes. Wait.
She has thick glasses, I mean. Like, she's prescription. Why do you think she doesn't open her eyes too much, you know? Unless that was a artistic choice.
I don't know if that was what you were implying, Pino.
Yeah. I mean, haven't you ever seen somebody with, like, really thick lenses? Like, old ladies or, like, me?
No, I closed my ears.
Understandable.
There's one comment.
Phew, if I saved myself.
On Minami's Wikia page, there's one comment. It says, "I don't know why, but Miss Chug cracks me up every time."
Dude, she's Miss Chug.
She's Miss Chug. Everybody knows her as Miss Chug. She's the lady who jumps into.
They call her at the liquor store Miss Chug.
Yeah, she loves liquor, guys. Let's just tell you that flat out.
It happens. Guys, rum and hot chocolate? I don't think that would be the right move, but, you know.
It warms you up. I saw Mythbusters. I saw that episode.
But did you see it? Seasauce. Chuck here. Can you
Chuck Cast.
See?
Chuck here.
Chuck Cast. Chuck here. So we have Akiri, who's... Aoi's sister.
Kaneda.
You see her only a couple times? Nope.
Kaneda!
Fucking yikes. Yo, what?
Are you alright there, my friend? Is this all going in?
That was insane. This is not a very laid-back episode. What is this?
Damn it, he said the laid-back word. Now I have to laugh. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh at you, babe. I'm actually really worried for you. So, yeah, no, me
yeah,
too.
That was,
I felt it.
That was, yeah, that was crazy. Yeah.
It just scared the hell out of me.
Her sister, she's fun. Guys.
That was loud.
Don't.
Guys, don't go camping in thunderstorms. That's the moral.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
We're going to continue talking.
Hold on.
About
I'll be right back.
I'm sorry for coughing.
My grandma.
Stop coughing.
I'm still sick.
But what if you aren't?
Hi.
I'm sick too.
Sick sauce. Sicko mode here.
Guys, remember that time when the Funky Anime Podcast went sicko mode?
There goes Pino going all the... I can't.
Good one.
Anyways.
We got
Grandpa.
We got Grandpa. Grandpa's like the last character that I'm like, oh, look at him.
Yeah.
I don't, and we already talked about the narrator a little bit.
Yeah, narrator's fun. He
Reigns.
Mm-hmm. So you might be able to get this doubt out of my mind. This felt very educational. I don't know if you read the manga. Is it similar to this, or did they just add this into?
It gives advice and whatnot.
Okay, that's good. So it's kind of like from a cross promotion or something like that, you know?
Yeah,
awareness.
It's a lot of It's very nice, you know, mm-hmm. how they have all these little bits, and especially at the end of every episode, it's like, be careful when you're camping and follow all the campsite rules.
Right.
It's just, it's a very nice, mm-hmm. show and all the educational parts don't seem out of place, mm-hmm. you know?
I know, yeah.
It fits right in mm-hmm. with the story, yeah.
I will say, this is just a tiny little tangent, but still related. I believe 2 weeks ago, I was playing Apex. Don't worry, it's related. And I got very upset. Are you sure? Because we didn't win. Well, not very upset. I was just like, dang, we got second. And then I took a nap. Okay. But before I took the nap, I had the sudden urge to learn how to light a fire at a campground. So I Googled it, I YouTubed it, I saw a video, and I was like, mm-hmm. okay, this is interesting. Go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Next week, we find out that we're watching Eurocamp. And then the lighting section, I was surprised on how similar they were. I was just like, oh, what? This is the same. So I was just like, really? I was impressed. I was shocked. And that was like a little, that was like the hook that I was like, okay, there's something about this. There was something about this anime that I will enjoy. And the educational portions were certainly probably one of my favorite parts of the show.
Yeah.
Should I bring it back? I don't always talk about Apex. Come on.
Well, like when they were, when they did the soup style pasta, I was contemplating making that myself.
Yeah. I mean, they label it out real well, so I
could do it. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's one of the really good things. Like, it's inspiring mm-hmm. a little bit. Like, it's like, take this,
right?
Like, do it.
And this is more real. Like this is actually something you can physically do. Like,
yeah.
Like, I know other shows. Like, oh, this show inspired me to work out, or this working out isn't real. Nobody works out. But like, this show inspired me to do such and such. But this lets you do something like physical. Like, hey, if it looks good to you right now, and if you're interested, go ahead and try it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I love when shows do that, because it's just another way that you can connect with the show in a way.
Yeah, it's not like something that you're just like, yeah, this is an anime and I watched it and that's it.
I wasted my time. No, you learned something.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wonderful mm-hmm. how it be like that sometimes. Yeah,
I really do.
But other than that,
oh, this is gonna there's be fun.
not too many characters beyond that. We have like Reen's mom. Mm-hmm. She's very nice.
Very nice. Yeah, yeah. Very short.
Yeah. And I think we're gonna wait a second.
So yeah, we'll sure.
Cut it here.
All right.
This Hi. Isn't in the podcast. Oh, here he is. He's back. Just kidding.
Are you being
no there? One's. Oh. Oh no, it's Pino's family.
No, I mean, you know, La Ventana está cerrada.
He's speaking Espana. Hola.
How very unfortunate.
Tell them I say hola.
Luckily, you said we cut at that moment.
Yeah. Yeah. So now we just wait.
Yep, we wait.
And pray that Garb didn't die.
Yeah, that was a loud thunder.
That was crazy.
Okay, remind me of the time where I actually went to my uncle's house, and I was just having some beans over with my cousin, and then there was just a huge crack of thunder right like outside their backyard, and I was like, I'm not coming back anymore.
No, no. Still got homework to do. Wait, is...
Oh, if push comes to shove, would we have to part two this, probably?
I don't think so. I think we'd be fine.
Yeah.
But... Ina's voice actor is actually Megumin.
That's why she sounded very familiar to me. I knew she was.
I didn't realize that until right now.
Explosion. What about the others?
She's done a lot of like really recent stuff.
Yeah, and I think I looked up her the voice actor before, actually.
Yeah, because she did. She was in Gamers. Okay, don't say that. She was also in one of the other, like, really recent ones. The one with the big forehead girl.
There's a lot of big forehead girls, and I don't want to make fun of Sakura.
But, like, the big
forehead girl. Oh, Takagi from the...
Yeah, Takagi. Yeah. That's what I was speaking of. Well, while we wait, I'm going to go read some manga.
All right. I'm going
and
to...
And not be entertained.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
You should read some manga.
But, there's no chapter this week.
One Piece was mad good this week.
No, I'm telling you, this episode was... I didn't expect them to adapt such an episode in such a way. It was...
Well, they did.
I got the goosies.
The Lucy Goosies.
You got the...
Oh, welcome back.
Hey, you didn't die.
Yeah, no. Here's my...
Pino, stop! No!
She's a mom. Here is my update. And apparently that struck the neighbor's tree.
Is it on fire?
No, I checked.
Okay. But I'm guessing the tree's like cut in half or at least something like that, right?
Well,
yikes.
It looked fine for the millisecond that I saw when lightning flashed that allowed me to see.
Mm-hmm. But there's one piece of information that we have found when you were gone. Mm-hmm.
Please tell me.
That Saito Ina, her voice actor, is actually Megumin.
Oh!
From the Konosuba.
Are we starting again?
Konosuba.
Yeah, we've already started.
Pino, blur that
stop
out.
Stop being stinky. Pino, you're dumb.
All right, what segment are we on now?
Who knows?
Well, we were just talking about characters. Oh. Give me 2 seconds, because I am not stalling. Do you know why I'm not stalling?
I don't know.
I don't either. Welcome to the 35th edition of Who's the Best Girl, the part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice for Best Girl of the episode and do get out for the title of Best Girl. Today, our contestants, once again, are Pino, Garb, myself, and the community from Patreon. So who are you each advocating for?
I picked the dog.
Pino! You picked the dog? Pino?
I pick the, I'm scrolling up to find the name. Excuse the noise. It's nothing I can avoid anymore. What is the name?
I don't know what the name is.
Kagami Sakura.
So Sakura.
Yes.
And it's the chauffeur. It's Kagami Hara is what you're
Thank you.
For.
Kagami Hara. Thank you.
So it's your Sakura, the sister.
Yes.
And I... along with the community, pick Reen as the best girl. So,
very solid choices.
I'll go first.
Okay, good for you.
Okay. I drive. She drives. I have glasses. Uh-huh. She has glasses. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Uh-huh. She eats kids. I don't eat kids.
But do
wait,
you
you're gonna. I'm gonna need some citation for that one.
Yeet as in throwing into a automobile.
You said eat, and I'm like, wait a second.
No.
Wait a second. Okay, understandable. Continue.
Compared to the rest of her family, she is more serious. That's just kind of the role I fill.
Yeah.
And, college.
Understandable. She's a good character. She sleeps. She drives. I can respect that.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that's a very solid choice.
Wow.
Mr. Garbalax?
So, Chikuwa is a dog?
Yes.
That's my argument.
Understandable. Dogs
Understandable.
Are always good.
Dogs are great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at the dog from Love Live! 2. You know? That's a great dog.
Yes.
This is a very, very good dog as well.
Oh, Shiitake.
They're all very good boys.
Shiitake is a girl.
They're all very good boys.
Understandable. B-O-I-S.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
No, yeah. D-A-double-G.
Snoop Dogg!
I spelled it wrong.
And then, dogs are good. I can't argue against that. And then I picked Rain. She has a hair. She has a funny hair, and it gets put into different things. She did no. That's Nadeshko. She gets the cactus. But it's a very, Rain's just a very nice character. She, you know, quiet, does what she needs to do. Very calm, collected, can be on her own. She has a moped. And she's just very much a nice character who, like, you know, sometimes just wants to be alone. Don't we all?
Ja rule.
I have no qualms with that, and the community seems to have picked a good...
This is a laid-back best grill as well.
Yeah, because all the characters good. You could literally pick anyone out of all the characters, and I'd been like, yeah. I understand why you would pick that.
I picked the cow spirit. No, I'm kidding.
So yeah, do we have anything that we want to just touch on before we get into our? Oh, actually, I pranked myself because we actually got two emails. Have you ever imagined? So I'm gonna go with a long one first. Which was incidentally also sent first. So, it's titled "I Love the Funny Animation Program," which if you do the letters, it's still FAP. And this is from Sid the Sloth. It says, "Hello, Charlie, Pineapple, and Gargalax. I would like to thank you for getting me into JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I recently listened to your part two, quote unquote, discussion and was shocked that you read an electronic email I sent because, I don't remember writing it because I was likely drunk since I never email anyone ever. It was a truly bizarre..."
Wait, didn't we read this last week?
Maybe.
Turn of events.
I don't remember. Hold on, I accidentally unplugged my headphones.
We didn't.
Okay, we're back.
It says pause. It says pause for applause. And then, anywho, part three, whenever we feel like it. Love Live Movies one, whenever we feel like it. My Hero Academia
part two,
whenever we feel like it.
Part two, we decided to do whenever part five got announced, and that actually came quicker than we expected.
Way sooner than we thought. Yeah.
We will do Boku no Hero Academia whenever Mother 3 releases. So get ready for that one.
Don't.
Technically, we would have had to do it in 2003 whenever Mother 3 was first released in Japan.
You know what I mean.
We'll do whatever we feel like it. Or you should join our Patreon and go to the $10 tier and make us do anime. Have you ever thought about that? No. And then says, "P.S. I love you, and I am in love with you, Sid." Well, Sid, we love you.
We love you back very much.
Thank you for emailing. It was a very good. And then Sadie comes back again, two episodes in a row. This time, just as a reply to the weird pineapple one, the classic. Just says, "Can you do the anime fairy tale?" Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. You know what? I've been looking for one to fill in some spaces. I can put that one in. I have a history with that shit.
Mayhapstative.
Perhaps stiff. Anyway, if you want to email us, you should email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com or contact@funkyanimepodcast.com. And do you have anything else before we want to wrap up this? Any little miscellaneous garbage we're done?
I have one thing.
Got it.
I thought I had a burp, but I didn't. Go on.
Was that it?
Yep.
Was that your one thing?
Yep.
Pino?
During the watch, I feel like it grew on me a little bit on the later side of the show.
Yeah.
It was very... Every time I thought about the show, I was like, it's very... It's almost... It's a slice of life, but I feel like they gave me too big of a slice, at least for me, in my liking. I ate it all, but it was a little too much.
Mm-hmm. Understandable. I don't know. I just really, really love this anime. It's so relaxed. and like chill that you kind of lose yourself in the just the like the nice relaxedness.
I'm going to say something maybe controversial now.
I'm gonna scream.
And that I would have enjoyed this more had a dub been an option.
I'm pretty sure I think I can agree. There's a dub.
Are you sure?
What?
Yeah.
Could I have watched this dub the whole fucking time?
I think
time?
Your point is invalid. Maybe. Give me 2 seconds. But not really 2 seconds. Give me like 10. Because I'm pretty
sure... 10 seconds?
I'm pretty sure...
I don't have 10 fucking seconds.
No, there is no dub. I lied to you. You're right. I'm sorry.
You tried to jape
me. I would have known if there was a dub.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Pino can smell a dub from a season away.
Nope, this one smells like sub.
Subway. It smells like sub to me, boys. But along with this first season, there's actually already a second season in work. There's specials for the first season, specials for the second season in the work. There's a movie coming out, and then another.
They're really blowing the load.
Dude, I'm ready for it. I'm excited. And then there's going to be another short anime called Heia Camp or Room Camp, and I'm in. I'm excited to see what else that they can make with this, because Afro was the original creator for the manga, and I'm just excited to see more. So,
well, Bobobo has an afro, and I like mm-hmm. Bobobo, so this afro might be all right.
Okay, so do we want to slide into? Do you want to get into some ratings now?
What's that?
Pino?
Yeah, sure.
Is that it? Is that it?
I thought you were going to start.
No, I was going to say Garv start, but then he just said, yup.
Yeah.
Yup.
Oh, gosh.
I'm thinking. I'm genuinely trying to think of one.
Yeah, I had a rating, but now I'm rethinking it as well.
Well, for the first time in the history of ever.
All right, I give it a 3.3.
Okay.
Yeah, everything was, presentation was great, music was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a tiny bit slow.
Mm-hmm.
For my taste, you know, some episodes were just, you know, it was real slow. That's all I can really
guess,
say.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's basically my main complaint. I just needed something more active. Then they
if I didn't have to read it the whole fucking time. It wouldn't have been that big of a deal.
We'll come back whenever a dub is out, and we'll give our thoughts again, maybe.
Yeah. Mayhaps.
Perhaps.
I have a rating now if you
go
want
for it.
It.
No, I don't want it
I'm
anymore.
Not giving it to you.
Okay, thanks. I love you.
I love you too, babe.
This podcast.
2.8.
What? That's
that's above half.
That's still really low.
It's because it really bored the shit out of me.
Wow.
It really bored the shit out of me.
Wow. That's like,
and that's not the show's fault. It's a little bit the show's fault, but it's mostly just my preference of I need something happening, just even if it's a little bit. But nothing happens. There was some character development, but it's just so slow and gradual that I just didn't fucking care.
I can understand, you know? That. I felt that way up to the halfway point, but then things did start going a little bit nicer, which is why my original rating was going to be 3. But it really does have its little charm, so I bumped it up some points. Yeah.
So that 2.8 is coming from someone who needs a little bit more going on. So if that's you and you're thinking about watching it, take that into consideration. If you don't give a shit, then fucking by all means ignore me.
Hey guys,
go on, Chuck.
I'm giving it much higher than both of y'all. I'm giving it a 4.55. I adore this show. Like, beyond... It's something so unique that it's just a show and relaxing and the simplicity of camping. And it's so relaxing and nice that you can just not have to worry about anything for a while and just be chilling. And I think that's wonderful. And all the backgrounds, all the animations are nice. Opening and ending is great. There's so many little charms that are, like, what I look for in an anime. And this checks off every single one. Like, the ending, we didn't talk about that a lot. But it's not a fucking slideshow. It's a good-ass ending.
It's probably the best one we've ever encountered on this show.
It's wonderful. There's so much good on this. And I can only hope it'll get better with the next season and the movie and all things like that. So I give it a 4.55. It's wonderful. And I get why people don't... It's not their cup of tea, but by God, if it's my cup of tea.
It had so many small things, like you said, but it didn't have that one big
Konnichiwa.
Thing. You know?
Yeah,
I guess. Maybe season two, they'll have a little bit of room for improvement. Mm-hmm. And maybe they can make season two something really, really special.
Well, we'll see. You know, we'll
now that see they don't have to spend future. All that time.
Because we'll definitely watch it. I'm going to make sure we watch it in the future. Before we wrap this thing up, if you want to find us, obviously you can find us on Twitter, 3WeeBros. You're already listening to us, so why would I need to tell you where to listen to us? If you want to help support this podcast by subscribing to our Patreon, we have $1, $5, and $10 tiers, all with their varying complexities. But every little bit helps, and we really appreciate everyone who does help pay for this show and get it going. And yeah, just want to say thank you for listening. And the person who just got struck by lightning, but is still talking. Well, that's Garb.
Hey, guys. It's me convulsing from the electric shock.
Uh-huh. Well, the person who just shaved off his mustache and is now just laying on his bed contemplating his decisions. Well, that's Pino.
This is the fourth time in my entire life. What did it go wrong?
And then the person who's pitched up a tent and has started a wildfire. Well, that's me, Chuck. Hey, guys.
What's up, guys?
That fire's pretty wild, ain't it?
What's up, campers?
What's up, campers? Don't you like camping? Anyway, what are we going to watch next week?
Psst, Pino.
Hey, Pino. Pino. Pino.
It's your pick.
Baka 2 Test Season 1.
Wow, it's a Pino show, everyone! But yeah, we're watching Baka 2 Test Season 1 only?
Yes.
Yes? Is there only one season, or is there two seasons?
There's two.
Okay, we're only watching the first.
Yes, I don't remember how many. I don't remember how many episodes, but it's season one. Or else it'll be long.
There's only one season, I thought. There's specials.
No, the other one has another name.
Well, that's dumb. Anyway.
Yeah, I'll get you the right stuff. Don't worry.
Thank you. So, yeah, we're watching Baka 2 Test. And thank you all for watching. And make sure to stay fapping and tell your mom you love her. She misses you.
Hi, Mom.
Bye, Mom.
Hey, Pino.
Wait, does that mean Garb is Pino's mother?
Game Theory.
Funky Anime Podcast is a program made by Upchucked, Garbalax, and Pindoplane. You can find Upchucked as Upchucked on YouTube or Upchucked Gaming on Twitter. You can find Garbalax with Garbalax on Twitch, or you can find him Garbalax on Twitter. You can find Pindoplane on Twitter, Pindoplane 2, and you can find the Funky Anime Podcast itself on Twitter at 3WeeBros, and you can find us on YouTube, 3WeeBros, or just look up Funky Anime Podcast. You'll find us anywhere. It is edited and produced by Garbalax and Upchuck, moral support by Pindoplane, and want to just thank you all for listening. You can rate us on iTunes. Anything like that is wonderful. And you can email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Thank you.